Yesterday he got in the water and he
went under?
Mm-hmm. And he
drowned.
Okay. So he said, you know, I said, but I wasn't there. I didn't see him.
I didn't see him go down.
Go down and
drowned.
Okay. And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And you say that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But you say, but I've never.
Never tried.
I've never, what, a mountain?
Climbed.
And you say she walked up to the altar and she, what, down?
Knelt.
And say if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
lie down.
And talking about things that you see in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I
dreamed.
And you say, often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I usually can't remember what I have
dreamed.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was fixing to hit the ground, I
woke, I guess.
Okay. And say, if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, say you
don't.
Okay. And say, if you see a friend leaving a party alone, you might ask, can I, what, you home, can I
walk you home?
Okay. What if you have your car?
Drive you home.
Okay. Did you ever use the word carry? Carry you home?
Mm-hmm. Take you home.
Okay. And to get something to come towards you, take hold of it and say to get a boat up on land, you take hold of it and
chain?
Or take hold of the chain and
pull.
And the other way would be
push.
And say if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
carried it.
Any other words you'd use besides carry?
Toted it.
Okay. When you say tote, do you get an idea of it being very heavy or hard to handle or something like that?
I don't think. Really the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Would you talk about, say, toting a briefcase? Or something that had a handle to it?
I'd always say I carried it.
Mm-hmm. How do you use the word tote?
I don't know that.
I mean, when you say tote, do you picture something that you have your arms around? Or do you picture something that you could hold by a handle? Or?
Well, either way.
Okay. And you might tell a child, now, that stove is very hot, so
don't touch.
And say if you needed a hammer, you might tell someone, go
get the hammer.
Okay. And do you remember the game that say if you're playing tag, you have to run and get back to your, or say, what sort of outdoor games did you play when you were small?
Not many of any kind. We played the hide and seek, and mm-hmm. We played the we played jump the rope. We played, of course, that in the game, but we played hopscotch. Not many.
Mm-hmm. In hide and seek, maybe there'll be one tree that you can touch and be safe. You'd call that the